Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Eugene, do you have a girlfriend?
Do you really believe that?
I'd rather not discuss it.
You are going to laugh about this later.
I will laugh all the way down a short pier.
Eugene, your eye is twitching.
I've been very foolish to allow my emotions to run away with me. I can see that now. The notion that I could actually fall in love with someone is indeed sophomoric at best when I'm not even sure of what love is. And so I say to you, my reliable laptop, as the only friend with whom I can confide, I will fight to master these emotions and rid myself of these delusions. Katrina Shanks and I will simply have to remain friends, if friendship is possible. Yes, I see now how ridiculous I've been, and I'm particularly grateful that I never told Katrina the depths of my feelings. I would die of embarrassment. As such, it is merely another chapter closed.
Whit? Oh, Eugene. Have you seen Whit?
Well, he's gone for the afternoon to run errands, I believe.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Why are you doing computer work in the kitchen?
You and Katrina are still using Whit's office for your lengthy consultation, I thought.
Hasn't been that lengthy.
2 hours and 37 minutes, not 10, but no one's counting.
Oh. Eugene, look. Rather than sit down here tapping away on your little laptop computer, why don't you come upstairs and talk to her? I'm sure she wants to let you in on what's going on.
Miss Kendall, your intentions are noble, but I wouldn't want to encroach in what I can only assume to be a momentous decision for her. She has become a Christian, I assume?
Uh-huh.
It was inevitable. Nonetheless, I'm sure Katrina will talk to me when she's ready to talk to me. As it is, I have work to attend.
Oh, come on, Eugene. Don't be like that. Hmm? Whether you'll admit it or not, you're like her boyfriend, and you should come up.
Please, Miss Kendall, do not trivialize the situation with words like boyfriend. Katrina and I are simply friends. Any impression I may have given to the contrary was simply a contrary impression.
Do you really believe that?
Well, yes.
Then you are in bigger trouble than I thought.
Perhaps. Now, much as I would love to stay and chat, I must beg your leave. I'm on a mission to help Mr. Walton.
You're going to help Bernard?
Upon my recommendation, he has purchased a user-friendly computer in which to keep his customer accounts. He's been having some difficulty mastering the machine, so I am going to help him.
Bernard on a computer. Can't imagine it. Eugene, I still wish you'd come upstairs.
I'm sure Katrina and I will speak at the proper time. I will depart by the rear exit. Farewell.
Tell Bernard I said hello.
I certainly will.
Hello. Hello. Is there anybody at this place of business?
Oh, what now? Hi, can I help you?
Oh, Fräulein, just seeing you is a help to me. You are a sore in my eyesight. I am Friedrich Holstein, owner of Holstein's Books.
Oh, yeah, just around the corner.
That is just exactly the one. And I am looking for a shop assistant for my business. And your Mr. Whittaker came to my shop and said that I must meet Katharina Shanks. Are you Katharina Shanks?
No, I'm Connie Kendall. Nice to meet you.
Oh, right. The pleasure is all mine. Kendall, that is a German name, is it not?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it should be. You are too beautiful to be anything other than German. Is Katharina Shanks here?
She's upstairs.
Then, by all means, we must go up and meet her.
Well, I've already met her.
Oh, very good joke. Indeed, yes, you have, and so shall I. I believe that she will be as valuable to my bookstore as two peas in a pot.
Huh?
Mr. Whittaker says that she is marvelous. He's a It's on the tip of my nose, what is it? She said she is as neat as a pin. And her employment will arrive right in the nick of the clock.
Her employment?
Yeah, I have been in over my head. But with her to lend a hand, I will be off on my right foot in no time. I will laugh all the way down a short pier.
So let me get this straight. Whit sent you over to meet Katrina so you can hire her?
Yeah, for a job.
A job?
Only the one. Yes, yes. Can we go, please?
Sure.
C.S. Lewis, John Bunyan, Jeremy Taylor, Pascal. I don't believe I'd enjoy any of these.
Katrina?
Oh, Connie, I found some books to help me with my... Oh, hello.
This is Frederick Holstein, Katrina. He runs a bookstore around the corner. Whit sent him over.
Nice to meet you.
Not as nice as it is for me to meet you.
Katrina, Whit asked Mr. Holstein to come over to talk to you about a job at a store.
What?
Mr. Whittaker and I are all sorts together.
Huh?
Friends, of course, friends. And he said that we must talk about you becoming my new shop assistant.
Mr. Whittaker did that? I'm speechless. He shouldn't have.
Oh, does this mean you are heavy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Then we should go back to my shop and chew the flab for a while.
Right. See you later, Katrina. Oh, thank you, Connie, for everything. Oh, give Mr. Whittaker a big kiss for me.
Okay.
Oh, and give him a big kiss for me as well. Oh, never mind. I will do it myself. Good day, Fräulein.
Good day.
Now then, Miss Shanks. Is that a German name?
Yes, I believe it is.
Ah, oh, well then. We are a match made in Hamburg, and I don't mean to have.
I can't wait until Eugene finds out about this.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with this thing. I mean, I've been doing exactly what you said to do, Eugene. I've reread the manual a dozen times. But short of turning it on, I can't get it to work. It's as uncooperative as my Uncle Jed's mule and more temperamental than my sister-in-law. Eugene, are you listening to me?
Hmm? I'm sorry, Mr. Walton. What were you saying?
You know, you've been clacking on this keyboard for 15 minutes. What are you doing?
Well, first I wanted to check your auto-exec app because your computer wasn't booting up correctly. And then I realized that we configured your system to the wrong parameters, considering your memory size, followed by your printer being designated to the wrong port.
Oh. No, I knew that. But normally you explain in painful detail what you're doing, and today you're just not talking. What's on your mind?
On my mind? Nothing.
You're preoccupied.
Only by my desire to correct your computer's malfunctions. Will you explain to me what sort of lubricant you've been putting on your keyboard?
Lubricant?
Yes, your keys seem rather greasy.
Oh, I dropped some mayonnaise from my sandwich on the bed. I thought I cleaned that up.
What? You eat while you're working on your computer? Don't you realize the damage you could do with a careless crumb or a spilt drink?
It's a computer, not the Ming vase collection. What good is the thing if it's not a sturdy working machine? I mean, you said when we bought it that it was a wonderful tool.
A tool, yes, but not a sledgehammer or a TV tray.
Yeah.
You have to treat a computer with care and kindness. Mm-hmm. They're delicate creatures who must be maintained with respect.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my Uncle Jed's mule and my sister-in-law. You have to coddle and cajole them both if you want anything done.
Yes, agreed. I suppose there's something to be said for treating one's computer as one might treat a
mule?
No.
A woman?
Perhaps.
Now, exactly what would you know about that, Eugene?
Recent events considered, not much, apparently.
Recent events? What recent events?
I'd rather not discuss it.
Don't tell me that you... No, that's not possible. Eugene, do you have a girlfriend?
No, sir. Not now and possibly not ever, if I might be so bold as to speculate.
If you keep going around comparing women to computers, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm inclined to believe that such relationships are overrated at best and not for everyone at worst.
Uh-huh.
I myself am most content to remain singularly unattached. Getting involved with another person can prove to be a great non-event, leading to misunderstanding and unfulfilled expectations. Imagine how disastrous it would have been if I pursued my feelings, or, I shudder to think, articulated my feelings to her. Her?
Who her?
Imagine the regret I would be feeling right at this moment if she had any idea, only to toss me and my feelings aside like a stuffingless rag doll.
Yeah, Eugene.
Why would I want to put myself in such a vulnerable position? Why would anyone want to risk such deep, heartfelt exposure? Not me. There's no point. Nay, I say, nay.
Eugene!
Yes?
What are you talking about?
Treating computers with care and kindness.
Oh, really? Then what did you just do to mine?
Oh, I seem to have gotten carried away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I think it would be best if I worked on your computer when I have more time.
You don't have time now?
I have to go to college.
What about my accounts? I have to send out this month's bills.
Well, I have my laptop computer here in my carry bag. You can use it until I have yours repaired. Simply return it to Wits End when you've finished with it.
Oh, no. Not another machine to learn.
It's virtually the same as yours. The keyboard and screen are smaller. That's all, see?
Yeah, how cute.
And I have an invoice template identical to what you wanted to use. You remember what a template is, I assume?
Yes, if it's like mine, I'll be okay.
It's under the template subdirectory. You know what a subdirectory is, don't you?
Yes, I know what a subdirectory is.
And you know how to get to the subdirectory?
Yes, I'm not completely brainless, you know.
Excellent. Then you're all set. I'll see you anon.
A what?
Farewell.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He thinks I don't know anything about computers. Eugene, how do you turn this thing on?
Hi, Connie. Is Eugene here?
No, I think he's at the college. So what happened with Mr. Holstein?
He's a charming man. A little unsure of his popular expressions, but charming.
Yeah. And?
And he gave me the job. I could start right away.
Great!
Oh, is Whit back yet? I want to thank him.
Oh, I don't think he's coming back today, but I'll let him know you stopped by.
Oh, thanks. Wish me luck.
Katrina.
Yes?
Luck has nothing to do with it. God bless you.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Bye.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Well, hi, Bernard.
Hi, Connie. Is Whit here? I have an emergency.
No, it's out for the rest of the day. What's wrong?
What's wrong? This is what's wrong. That's what's wrong. Eugene lent me his laptop computer, and it's of the devil.
What?
I finally figured out how to turn it on, but all it keeps telling me is that I can't turn it on because of a disk system error. I can't get in touch with Eugene at the college, and, well, I thought maybe Whit could help. Well, if Whit's not here, then I...
Well, I can try to fix it.
You know how to work computers?
Well, I have picked up a few things hanging around Whit and Eugene.
Why, you know, I'd appreciate anything you can do. I mean, I'm telling you, Connie, I could have handwritten my accounts in crayon by now. See? That's what it does.
Well, let's see. It says, non-system disk or disk error. Replace and strike any key when ready.
Yeah, but replace what? Strike what? I was ready to strike the computer and replace it with an abacus.
Okay, you must have a... Oh, there it is. You left a disk thingy in the A drive.
I did no such thing.
Oh, it's marked Katrina, etc.
Well, you see, I don't even know a Katrina, etc.
I do.
Hmm?
Huh. Why would Eugene have a disc marked Katrina? Boy, I'd love to see what's on this disc.
Yeah, well, what happens next?
What? Oh, yeah, okay. Now we hit any key, and the computer should do what it's supposed to do.
Oh, thanks, Connie. Now, look, would it be all right if I worked here for a while? I don't want to have to drive all the way home just to turn around and bring the computer back here later.
Oh, no problem. You can use Whit's office.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. What should we do with this disc?
Oh, I'll hold on to it.
Oh, all right.
Wait, no, I can't.
Oh.
I want to, but I can't.
Well, then I'll just...
I shouldn't.
Yeah, well...
But I'd really like to see... No. You take it.
Okay,
it would be wrong to peek, but I'd love to.
Connie!
Well, okay, just keep it with Eugene's computer.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to let go of it?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sorry.
Eugene and Connie, they're getting stranger all the time. Must be something in the water. There. That's not bad. I don't know why people complain about computers so much. I mean, it's a breeze.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hmm?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Yeah, hi. Witt's not here. I'm Bernard Walton. Just borrowing his office.
Well, I saw the light under the door, and I thought Mr. Whitaker was here.
No. Connie's around someplace, though.
Well, that's okay. I'll just talk to her later. I'm Katrina Shanks, by the way.
Oh, hi. Bernard Walton. Hi. Or did I say that already?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did you say your name was Katrina?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then maybe you know something about this disc. I mean, it has your name on it.
Oh, that's curious. Did someone leave it for me?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
He owes me $35.95.
Oh. Well, I'll take it with me and see what's on it.
Yeah, suits me.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, too. No, not nice. Still owes me from last month. Better make that $79.96.
Now, papers graded, assignments read. Wonder if I should call Katrina. No, I shouldn't. I must give her room to contemplate her newfound decision. I can't crowd her. Besides, we're only friends. It's ridiculous that I should be thinking about her every moment of every waking hour. We're only friends. But as friends, it wouldn't be inappropriate for me to say hello, say how her day has been, and... No, I mustn't. I need to fill my mind with something else. My journal. I can write my thoughts out in my journal. Where's my laptop computer? Here, little laptop. Here, boy. Oh, that's right, Mr. Walton has it. Mr. Walton has my laptop computer. With my journal. On the disk with all my... Oh, no! I left Katrina in my laptop! My pleasure. Where is it? Where is it?
What's wrong, Eugene? Why are you so upset?
I was at the college, and it suddenly occurred to me that I lent Mr. Walton the computer, and it's not here.
The computer's right in front of you.
Not the computer, the disk.
Disk?
Yes. It was a disk containing some very incriminating documents.
What, you mean like national secrets?
Not exactly. I mean, well, you know.
Eugene.
The disc contained some very personal writings of mine. A journal. Some poetry. Some undelivered letters.
How'd you say?
Undelivered letters.
Oh, that was the disc with Katrina et cetera marked on it.
Precisely. You didn't look at it, did you?
No! Would I snoop around in something that wasn't mine?
In a heartbeat.
Well, don't worry, Eugene, because I didn't this time. Anyway, Bernard was supposed to put it right here next to the computer. Nobody looked at it.
But where is it?
I don't know. Maybe Bernard knows. Let's call him. Yeah, thanks, Bernard. Don't worry. I'm sure everything will be all right. Okay, see ya. Bye.
What did he say? What does that mean? Don't worry.
I think you better sit down, Eugene.
Miss Kendall, where is my disc?
You are going to laugh about this later. I just know you will.
You mean that I'll be in tears now?
Maybe. There was a little bit of confusion about the disc. Bernard was preoccupied with his account, so he didn't realize what was happening.
He accidentally erased my disc?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It was a mix-up, and she took it.
She? What she? My chest constricts to ask.
But she thought it might be for her.
Which she, Miss Kendall? And why would she think it was for her?
Because her name was on it.
Oh. That she...
Eugene, your eye is twitching.
Is it?
Well, Katrina saw her name on the disc, so she took it home with her.
She took my disc. The disc with my journals and poems and undelivered letters to the last person I ever wanted to see him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Eugene.
Oh, it's quite all right. If you'll excuse me, I should go to Katrina's dorm room and explain.
Yeah, I guess you should.
Thank you for your assistance. I will see you tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Good night.
Oh, you took that better than I thought. Coming!
Hello, Katrina.
Hello, Eugene.
Now, there's something I need to explain about the disc you received this afternoon. May I come in?
Please do. I'm making some macaroni and cheese. Oh. Would you like some?
No, thank you. I'm afraid my stomach wouldn't tolerate anything other than a bicarbonate of soda. Now, about the disc.
I was wondering about that.
This is so embarrassing.
I mean, obviously.
Now, you must understand my frame of mind over the past few weeks. Our relationship has been a source of great joy for me. Our talks, even when we don't talk. Every moment has been a plethora of appreciation.
Appreciation?
Yes, I appreciate you, Katrina. Everything about you.
Eugene,
Let me finish, please. The contents of that disc is the sum total of my feelings over the past few weeks, but they must be kept in perspective. I realize today that as you embark on a new chapter in your life, that a chapter must close in mine.
Chapter?
You became a Christian today, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
It was inevitable.
But
nonetheless, today I was forced to come to my senses in the cold, hard light of day to realize that I have been in the midst of what amounts to no more than an adolescent crush, unfounded and ridiculous in nature. The contents of that disc are simply a reflection of that crush and should not be taken seriously. I used words recklessly, strong words that have no place in a friendship as beautiful as ours has been. So, Katrina, I would like to retract everything you read on that disc, apologizing for its melodramatic nature, and say that my strongest desire is for us to remain friends. No more, no less. Is that agreeable to you?
Well, sure, if that's what you want.
It is. Can we shake on it?
Shake, if you want.
Thank you.
I feel like I just bought a car.
And I'm sorry if this in any way upset you or disturbed your first day at your new job.
It didn't, Eugene, because I didn't read the disc.
What?
Eugene, your eye is twitching.
Sorry, lack of calcium. You didn't look at anything on the disc?
No, I put it in my coat pocket and forgot to look at it.
Oh.
But I respect what you said and the courage it took to express your feelings so openly and honestly. I'd be happy for us to remain just friends, if it's satisfactory to you.
Yes, satisfactory friends.
Okay. Oh, here, your disc.
My disc. What a relief.
Are you sure you don't want any macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yes, I am. I should be going. Thank you.
See you around, then.
Yes, of course. Night.
Good night. Oh, Eugene.
Dear Journal, it's been a most harrowing day. And as I close my eyes to sleep, I feel restless and uneasy.
Dear Mom and Dad, there are several things I have to tell you. But first, remember in my last few letters how I wrote to you about Eugene? You must remember, he's the one that I thought I might be falling in love with. I mean, falling in love in the sense that our friendship was growing into something deeper. Well, everything has changed.
It's as if I somehow undid something very special. Well, I'm not sure how that's possible. Katrina didn't read my journal entries or poems or even the undelivered love letters.
Eugene made it very clear that he only wants to be friends. And in spite of my feelings, I'm determined to honor his desire. I would never throw myself at anyone.
Katrina didn't say much. Perhaps I didn't give her the opportunity. But I suspect she was embarrassed by the whole scene. I'm embarrassed by the whole scene. Nonetheless, I write now with an ache in my chest, hoping to be strong in the days ahead.
There are tears in my eyes as I write this. I feel like I lost him.
So much has happened.
So much has changed.
What a bittersweet day.
Today I discovered love and heartbreak.
Every relationship has moments of joy and pain. It looks as if Eugene and Katrina have had their share of both as they try to sort out their feelings. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. It Ended with a Handshake was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.